Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's not too early to start planning that spring family RV trip, a great way to see the country in the springtime, and the adventure begins with the planning. Misty Wells loves the outdoors, hunting, fishing, diving, snorkeling, paddle boarding, kayaking. A pro outdoor travel writer, host of the popular radio show Let's Take It Outside, her mission to share her passion of the great outdoors. She knows all the joys of great travel and camping sites and the joys of RVing. With tips for your spring RV adventure from the Go RVing Trade Show New Mexico 2018, Misty Wells joining us on This Week in America. Hi, Misty. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
It is great to have you with us to talk about RVing, especially as we head into winter. We really want to start making those plans for summer RV travel. First of all, talk about where you are. This has to be like Christmas time for you out there with all these RVs.
Oh, I love it. Right now, I'm in the great state of New Mexico, and I actually just wrapped up a nice four-day trip out on the road for my birthday.
That is fantastic. And you know firsthand, as I say, the joy of RVing. Let's talk about those people who maybe have thought about doing this and really haven't made the jump as yet. Talk about the different types of RVs out there and finding the one that works best for you, because literally there's something out there for everybody.
There is. And you know, sometimes when you think about it, you might get a little overwhelmed because there are a lot of choices. And one thing that I did is I went to GoRVing.com just to get a lot more information on my options, you know, sizes, what would work best for what I want to do, where I'm going. And one thing I love, too, about RVing is you can rent an RV. You don't have to take the plunge right away and buy one. That way you can try a lot of different ones and decide which one you like.
You know what's interesting? I just did a road trip, about 4,000 miles. It was incredible, and I was amazed at all the different RVs that would pass us, the different sizes, the different types, and you'd sort of look inside and see people smiling as they would zip past you. It says something about how I drive and they drive, because they were passing me quite a bit, but it was amazing. The different types out there, there's
right.
Really, again, something for everybody, whether just a couple of people that want to travel or an entire family out on vacation.
I agree. I mean, and I got to drive a Winnebago Travato, which is a more compact RV, so easy to drive. It's just as easy as driving my car back at home. But, of course, it has all the amenities, and I don't have to lug any luggage around. Everything I want is in there. I'm self-contained. So if I find a location that I want to spend a little extra time, I can, and I just love it. And they made it so easy, too, just with all the conveniences. And, you know, one thing that's really great about RVing is there's no checkout time. You can come and go as you please, and you're completely free to run your own schedule.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. The spontaneity has to be really a great opportunity for you, because you don't need a reservation either. You can just hop in if you want to, take off for the weekend, and not worry about reservations.
Well, and how many times in life do you get a chance to really just go with the flow and make spur-of-the-moment decisions, not have to change reservations, and really be beholding that? And that's why I love RVing, because, you know, for a brief moment in time, you get to be free again.
Misty Wells, our guest on This Week in America, outdoor travel expert, RV enthusiast, talking about planning your spring RV adventure. Great website, GoRVing.com. And one thing I know they recommend is you can stay in a local campground and talk to some of the people out there, because they're really super friendly places, and get a chance to find out from other people their experiences and probably some guidance as well as to what type of RV is best for you.
I agree. And that's why I did love that website, GoRVing.com, because you know, it's going to tell you a lot of different campsites based on the area that you want to go visit. It might even give you some ideas you haven't thought of yet. Plus, also, it gives you a lot of tips and tricks on how to be a good RVer, how to pack, what to bring, what's going to make your experience, you know, really a memorable once-in-a-lifetime experience.
And the nice thing, too, is you can stay close. This doesn't have to be, I've got to go 3,000 miles because I've got the RV now. You can stay close. There are over 18,000 campgrounds in the United States. Obviously, something close by you, and you can just take off for the weekend.
Absolutely. You don't have to go that far to have a good time. It might even be something that you want to rent an RV and just experience something in your own backyard that you don't normally get to do, but also be on vacation without breaking the bank.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned breaking the bank, because when you start looking into this, it really is affordable, isn't it?
It is really affordable, actually. I mean, just the freedom, the convenience, the cost is very affordable. And you're also self-contained, so you're not eating out every meal. You have a place to cook. You have a place to refrigerator. So, I mean, it makes it really convenient, especially if you're traveling with a family. Makes it very economical.
Talk about the newer models, and you mentioned one that you just recently drove. Talk about the newer models, because they really have all the latest technology, and also they're more fuel efficient than ever before.
Oh, they are. I got great mileage in my Travato by Winnebago, just like I would really driving my own car back at home. There's so many different, you know, styles, like I said, and it just depends on how many people you're traveling with and what amenities you want. But nowadays, it's fantastic. I mean, they have backup cameras, so if you're a little nervous about driving an RV, you're covered there. The one I had, I even had a tow hitch so I could tow my boat. I can put my mountain bike on the bike rack, and a beautiful shade, so when I'm ready to park and hang out by the campfire at night. I really just had everything that I needed from top to bottom.
It's sort of like a self-contained vacation when you have the RV. You've got the freedom and you've got everything you need with you. You know, I find more and more people, in fact, I get this in doing the programs where I get people that will call me on the road from an RV. It's possible to have the RV lifestyle and still work out of the RV, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I did bring my laptop and get a little bit of work done because, you know, sometimes that's what we have to do. But, you know, they have satellite radio, GPS. So any amenity that you really are looking for, you're going to find, especially nowadays, in these RVs. And like I said, if you're not ready to, you know, take the leap and make that purchase, go the rental route. That's what I did. And you get to try a different option every time. And that's fun, too.
If someone is interested in looking into this, of course, go to the website, GoRVing.com. But where should they start looking? Do you, a dealer near you, is that the place to begin?
Yes, absolutely. I think the number one place to get started is to visit GoRVing.com, because it's going to give you a whole shopping list of different styles, different sizes, what you can expect, what the prices are, whether you're going to purchase or rent one. And also just some great stories from people that RV a lot to get you excited about getting out on the open road. And you're going to have experiences you wouldn't normally have if you're doing a different form of travel.
A minute or so left. We're talking with Misty Wells, outdoor travel expert, RV enthusiast, about planning your spring RV adventure. Talk about what being able to travel in an RV is meant for you, some of the memories with the children, and maybe places and experiences and memories that you would not have had otherwise.
And you know, that's a great point. You know, I'm a mother of two children, a single mom, and to just be able to go with the flow and not have an agenda and be driving down the road and the kids see something that they want to check out, you can just pull over. And if it's something, you know, we went and saw the Bottomless Lakes, and that's a beautiful state park. And we just decided that we loved it so much, we were going to just spend a couple of days there swimming in the Bottomless Lakes. We went fishing. They have a beach area there and beautiful hiking. The mountain biking was phenomenal. And that was one of our best trips. And it was really just on a whim, and we just decided to stay a few extra days.
And you can take your pets along with you as well, can't you? If you want to share the experience with them and not board them while you're gone, you can pack them up and take them with you.
Absolutely. And there's so many people that travel with their pets. It's just so pet-friendly now, you know, in the RV community, and just a lot of fun.
Well, it's time to start planning your RV adventure. A great time to get the family together. That's a big part of the actual trip is the planning. That's a lot of fun to sit down and to figure out what you're going to do, to plot it all out, to talk it all out. Misty Wells, our guest, the outdoor travel expert, RV enthusiast, The information, of course, available at GoRVing.com. Misty, great to have you with us. Enjoy the weather in New Mexico. Enjoy the time RVing, and thank you for being with us on the program today.
Well, thank you for having me, and I highly suggest getting out on the open road and making those connections with friends and family.
And all the information you need, and I'll even plan a budget for you if you're looking for that, is at GoRVing.com. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.